We're using three, you know, and but it's modern. I mean, you know, it's modern to the extent that, I mean, I'm not meaning to make it sound like it's backwards, because it's super modern. It's beautiful. It's nice, but it's just a non-controlled airfield. It does not have a control tower. Columbus does. But you come up here and you can call Memphis after about 10 or 15 miles, be on Memphis radar, see? You know, so anyway, but they can land in Houston. I mean, if you know, if you wanted to bring over a bunch of businessmen, you know, no problem. They come in here all the time.
I got an airplane story I'll have to tell you after a while. If you were coming into, say, Jackson, Mississippi, mm-hmm. what would you probably be traveling on?
From here, the Natchez Trace. See, the Natchez Trace runs straight into Jackson. It's, you know, you can catch it about 4 miles out of town here, or you can go south 13 miles and catch it again, because it runs south for a while and east for a while, and I mean south a while and west a while. But I'd go down the Trace.
What would you call something like 55?
The interstate. Mm-hmm. The interstate. Yeah. You know, so-and-so went to Memphis. How'd y'all go on the interstate? Because that's the only one.
Right.
There's a lot of them over here that ought to be. Highway 45 should be. Highway 15 should be. It goes from, you can get on this highway right out here and go to Jackson, Tennessee in 2 hours. You know, well, I can make it a little faster than that, but, you know, not supposed to. And it runs to Gulfport, Mississippi. Hell, it ought to be a thoroughfare. It ought to be a four-lane, you know, and it would be parallel to 55, take some of the load off that. Highway 8 runs from the Alabama line to the Mississippi River. It, you know, really, the only other one, you got, you know, 20 down around Jackson, you know, and you got 49 at Hattiesburg and 59 at Meridian and things like this. But around here, it's the interstate. You know, right. 55, that's what you're talking about.
Do you ever hear people say superhighway?
No. Or turnpike? No. Mm-hmm. Never do. I heard an old black lady one time called Highway 8, Interstate 8, you know.
Whatever.
You know, because I thought interstate was a four lane, you know.
Right.
There was an old guy, and his name was Eddie Canettis, and his term was like when, you know, say some federal commissioner, somebody that you knew had gotten to be such a highfaluter, you know, that you never saw him anymore, or that, you know, he wouldn't drive out to your house because you lived on a rock road and he had a Cadillac. He'd say, hell, he's done gone four lane, you know.
And, right.
But he's the only guy I've heard use that.
Sure. What would you call a place along an interstate where you could stop and rest, maybe go to the bathroom, that kind of
rest place? Stop, picnic area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a...
Now, a road that, like, that goes out to my mother and daddy's house, they live on a gravel road, rock road, dirt road, actually, is what we call it, live on a dirt road. But, for instance, the road between here and Thorne is called a blacktop. It's a blacktop road. Actually, what it is, it's a paved road, you know, it looks just like a highway, only it's what they call, actually, the legal definition is a low road. In other words, a low weight limit on it, you know. You can't not... what you would call commercial. That's a farm-to-market road. That would be the term that they'd use, you know, everywhere in the Southeast,
right.
Farm-to-market road. But we call it Blacktop Road, you know. We used to ride our bikes, and Mom would holler, don't y'all get out on the blacktop, you know.
Sure. Are there places in Mississippi, when you cross the state line, maybe a place we could stop, get tourist information,
No, sir. There's usually a sign and one picnic table and a garbage can, you know, it says, welcome to Mississippi. Mississippi welcomes you, you know. Alabama's not much different. They got one that says George Wallace smiling up there, you know, and says, George Wallace welcomes you to Alabama.
Yeah.
I think George Wallace is a great man. He's he's matured a lot, and he's a good politician.
I'm
you
wondering
like.
If he's going to run for Senate.
You know what he could have done? It would have turned a lot of wheels. I was thinking maybe, and really in the back of my mind, hoping that he would appoint himself to fill that unexpired term, which would make Jerry Beasley governor and save him a lot of sweat and all of this running. See, it'll make him a shoe-in for the, you know. But anyway, that's in another state.
I think he's already pointed out
why. Right. Right. Well, that's, I guess, kind of a courtesy. You know, if she wanted it, he more or less had to.
So you don't have things...
No. Tourist Information Center? No.
Do you ever hear it called a welcome station?
Only in Texas.